Ben Yoyada, here on this Gemara, says that why did Rabbi Shua get so excited when he heard this drasha? Right, he heard this drasha, and he was mamish taken aback. He said, Margolis toiva hoisa b'yetchem, ubikashtem la'abdom yimeni. So he says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, why did the men come? Lilmoid. Why did the women come? L'shmaya. So the men, lilmoid, the women, l'shmaya. Doesn't l'shmaya mean lilmoid? And doesn't lilmoid mean l'shmaya? Since you do with the Beis Halevi, there's a lot of raid on this, that men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Yigisa b'Yayim of Alayla. And being that men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they weren't just coming to hear, to be informed. They're coming to shteig. They're coming to learn Torah because they have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And because women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's for that reason women weren't coming lilmai because they don't have the mitzvah of lilmai. So why were the women coming? The women were only coming l'shmaya. Now, why would they have to come l'shmaya? Because even though a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah, but she has mitzvahs that she has to do, a woman is chayv in every mitzvah saseisha in as mangarama, a woman is also chayv. So because women have mitzvahs, so it's for that reason, at the end of the day, a woman also has to come l'shmaya. So a man went l'shmaya because he has a mitzvah not just to hear and to have information, but he's actually learning. He's steiging. It's for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, which is much bigger than l'shmaya. A woman only has l'shmaya. Basically, he talks about this in the context of women who have a chiyuv to make Berachas HaTorah, and everyone asks, why do they have a chiyuv to make Berachas HaTorah? If they're potter from Talmud Torah, they should be potter from Berachas HaTorah. Reb Chaim famously said that Berachas HaTorah is not a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's a bracha on the heftz of the Torah. They ain't kam mekoyme laharech klal. But the point is, says the Ben Yoyada, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that if a person hears Torah on this world, any Torah that a person hears on this world, when he comes up to Shamayim, noch hindert in zwanzig, all the Torah that he heard is going to make sense. And he says that's why there's an Indian to listen to Torah, even if you can't understand it. And he said, the Zohar says that throughout history there were many women that would sit and learn Torah. They would overhear their husbands learning, they would overhear their kids learning. They overhear a shir, and they didn't really understand what's going on. But at the same time, in Shemayim, there's lashonis from the Zohar. You have to see it inside. In the Ben Yoyada, anyways, where he talks about how women have tremendous hasagas in Torah in the next world, even though they never really learned in this world. But it's because they heard. And through hearing, they were zeicha to tremendous hasagas. And he says, that's noshim bo l'shmaya. The noshim came to hear. Because even though maybe they didn't understand and they're not holding in the sugyas, it's not their avoida. But at the same time, you hear Torah, it gets absorbed in the Baina, and in the next world, the neshama has it, and that's going to allow this person, and in this case, these women, to be able to understand all this Torah that they heard and they weren't able to understand Ba'al Mahadeh. So says the Ben Yoyada, a beautiful punchline. He says, we know the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Yeshua. Who hayamayin shvachim? What was the shvach of Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei yeladotai. Rabbi Yeshua, as a little child, his mother used to take him into the Beis Medrash so that he should hear the Torah. So Rabbi Yeshua knew that he was ashrei yeladotai. He was someone that, as a young age, was hearing Torah from the Friya Digit Tzadikim. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Friya Digit of Rabbi Yeshua, an early generation of Tanam, and he was hearing all this Torah. So when he heard Nashim Baal Lishmaya, and the oimik of Nashim Baal Lishmaya is like the Ben Yoyada said, based on the Zayir, so he was so excited. He said, Margolis toiva hoisa biyetchem ubik. He said, this is me. I'm actually a lot of the time. You were going to withhold this from me.